Welcome everybody to the fourth session of the seminar in the history of the book, which is hosted by the 15th Century Book Trade Project and by the Center for the Study of the Book of the Bodleian Library. Our speaker today is our Irene Ceccherini, Lyell Bodleian Research Fellow in Manuscript Studies and the Dills Research Fellow in Paleography, Lincoln College University, who will talk to us on merchants' books of Venice and Florence. Irene.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Christina. I am very happy to run this seminar on merchants' books. Merchant script has been my subject of my PhD dissertation, and I have been writing several publications after that. And during the past 3 years here at the Bodleian, I had the chance to explore further paths of research, thanks to the manuscripts preserved in the Canonici collection. So I'm very happy to talk to you today. I would like to start with this display and read it together. Li mercatanti e artefici, per tenere le loro conti e per scrivere le sue partite del dare e dell'avere negli suoi libri, osservano di scrivere le lettere mercantile, chi di una sorte e chi di un'altra, secondo lo consueto delle loro città. Ma io prima te scriverò questa mostra di lettere mercantile veneziana, per tuo esempio, e praticando imparerai. So, merchants, in order to write their accounts and in their books, write according to a special script, which is called lettera mercantile or mercantesca, in different varieties according to the uses of the different cities. And first of all, I will show you this example of mercantesca from Venice, and with the practice you will learn, and it follows the alphabet. With these words, Giovanni Antonio Tagliente, a 16th century writing master, introduces the script used by the Italian merchants, mercantesca, in the treatise La vera arte dell'eccellente scrivere, le diverse varie sorti di lettere, which was printed in Venice in 1524. Tagliente's treatise was the first to teach how to write mercantesca script, but he was not the first to mention it. Already in 1514, Sigismondo Fanti had included the script among the mercantesca script among the script in use in the 16th century. But unfortunately, it did not provide any display of script, so we cannot have an example. During the 16th century, many other writing masters displayed merchant script in their treatises. And among them, the most representative were Ludovico degli Arrighi Vicentino, whose modo di temperare le penne con le varie sorti di lettere, ordinato per Ludovico Vicentino, was published in Venice in 1525, even if the date in the book is 1523, because he wanted to anticipate Tagliente. The engraver was the same, Eustache Celebrino da Udine. And the other important is Giovan Battista Palatino, first edition of his Libro Nuovo di Imparare a Scrivere Tutte Sorte di Lettere, was printed in Rome in 1540, and then other editions in 1545 and 1566. With the exception of the Il Modo di Imparare a Scrivere Lettera Mercantesca by Eustachio Celebrino da Udine, the engraver of Palatino and Arrighi, Vicentino and Tagliente, exception because this was specifically devoted to merchant script. All these treatises offer an overview of different scripts, those in use in the first quarter of the 16th century, those used in the past, and some newly created by the scrap by the calligraphers, for example, the so-called Lettera Fantastica by Tagliente. I have highlighted where Lettera Fantastica is written. Tagliente states that there are several varieties of merchant script, and that these varieties depend on the different uses of Italian cities. I collected some examples from Tagliente and Palatino. Lettera mercantile veneziana, that is from Venice. Lettera fiorentina bastarda, from Florence. Lettera fiorentina naturale, again from Florence. Lettera mercantile genovese, from Genoa. And then he offers four more examples with no geographical specification. Celebrino offers four examples of two different styles with no geographical specification. While Palatino talks about mercantile milanese from Milan, romana from Rome, veneziana from Venice, fiorentina from Florence, senese from Siena, genovese from Genoa, bergamasca from Bergamo. And he also adds a mercantile antica. We may examine some main features of the mercantile veneziana of Tagliente in this display, in this example. Descenders of F, S, and P long and shaped in the below the baseline, round loops of L, B, and H, two different forms of G, and extensions of strokes below the baseline. While the mercantile from Florence of Tagliente has left strokes on the ascenders of B, H, L, and mainly these, and basically the same different strokes. So what is the point? The point is that, are these distinctions reliable? I mean, is the interpretation offered by the writing masters correct? As far as we know, different varieties of merchant scripts were employed from the early 14th century onwards. Early 14th century, when the first example appeared in Florence, until the mid 16th century. However, these varieties do not seem to be related to the uses of the various Italian cities and seem to be typological rather than geographical. For example, here you have an extract from a manuscript in Florence written in Pisa in 1481 by a scribe, Frosino di Lodovico di Cece da Verrazzano, a very Florentine and Tuscan name, and an example of the Fiorentina bastarda given by Tagliente. So here we can find the same basic structures of some letters which I showed before. While in this example, another manuscript written in Florence by a scribe in 1522, so 2 years before Tagliente wrote his book, by Jacopo di Piero di Jacopo di Simone Cavalcanti, so by a Florentine, Cavalcanti is a Florentine name, is identical in style to the mercantile bergamasca provided by Palatino. You can see the similar shape of B, H, and loops of B, H, and L, and an identical majuscule G. So, I have also published a paper on the uses of mercantesca in the 14th and 15th and 16th century compared to the treatises of the writing masters, so providing more examples of these similarities. So, what I wanted to say is that the geographical classification offered by the writing master is likely to be just an attempt to explain differences in merchant scripts rather than an informed reconstruction of the history of merchants' handwriting. Nonetheless, the information they provide is extremely interesting for three reasons at least. First, they witnessed that merchants employed a distinctive and peculiar type of script, a sort of cultural identity. Second, they recognized that different varieties of this type of script are employed. There are different styles of the same script. And third, this was another example of similarities. And third, they inform us of the network of merchants in the cities of northern and central Italy. They talk about Rome, Florence, Genoa, Milan, Venice, Bergamo, Siena, and other cities. However, according to the sources, we can investigate merchants' scripts and books mainly for Venice and Florence. And this is not just because these two cities were the most important for the development of mercantile culture, production of documents, trade, business, and in general, book production. But also because for, I would say, preservation issues. Because these two cities, today, Florence and Venice, host the biggest and richest archives and libraries in Italy. And so it is not possible to study documents and books in other cities like it is possible, as it is possible in these two cities. It is clear that even in other Italian cities and in other European cities, merchants wrote their documents and exchanged their books. But we do not currently have enough documentation and cannot compare their activities and book production to the activities and production of Florentine and Venetian merchants. First-hand surveys in archives and libraries, for example, in Genoa, is needed. And this is the reason why I'm talking today only about Venice and Florence. So, what did merchant produce? When we talk about merchant books, we first think about the contribution that they gave to the creation of a new system of accounting and recording financial transactions. A few weeks ago, Alan Stahl presented the oldest example of the use of the double entry bookkeeping system in Venice in a book from the early 15th century, which it took from this marvelous books for the study of Italian documents, commercial documents, which is Documenti per la storia economica dei secoli XIII and XVI by Federico Menis. Here, in this slide, you can see one of the oldest examples of double entry system bookkeeping from Florence, dating from the very end of the 13th century. The oldest example comes from Tuscany, and then they are imported to Venice. So there is this movement from Tuscany to the Veneto. Then, when we talk about merchants' scripts and merchants' documents, we have in mind letters, the huge amount of letters which were produced by merchants and which have only partially survived. And the best known example is the huge archive now in Prato, the Datini archive, by the merchant Francesco Di Marco Datini. And again, in this book, you may find several commented examples of the letters produced by Datini and the network of merchants. And online, you may find the digitization of the whole archive. Then, the ricordanze, that is the new literary genre, which was created by merchants, by Italian merchants, first in Tuscany and then also in other parts of Italy, to record family and commercial memories. On the screen you have one of the first examples from one of the big super companies in Florence, the Peruzzi company. Yes, there was a publication, the big super company, yeah, in Florence, the Peruzzi family from the early 14th century. But today I am not talking about this kind of books and of scripts. That is, I'm not talking about documentary texts. I am talking about literary texts. That is, proper manuscript books. That is, books which were written and owned by merchants, but with, I would say, normal texts, not just commercial texts. So, classical texts, Italian literature, hagiographical texts, and so on. My purpose is to offer a survey and of a different piece of evidence for investigating merchants' culture in the 14th and 15th century. I think it is not necessary to explain the interest in studying and understanding merchants' culture in the late Middle Ages and early Renaissance, but it is worth highlighting that our knowledge is based mainly on literary sources, the ricordanze themselves, and on some libraries' inventories. Everyone knows the works by Christian Beck, Les Marchands Écrivains, Les Livres de Florentin, and Vittore Branca, Mercanti Scrittori, just to mention a couple of examples. However, no one has tried so far a coherent and systematic survey of the major piece of evidence for the study of merchants' cultural interests, that is, the books that they wrote, that were written for them, and that they owned. And in order to achieve this goal, paleography, that is the study of knowledge of handwriting, is essential. And that's why I started my presentation with Tagliente and with the identification of merchant script. Merchants employed the professional script when transcribing books. And they probably asked professional scribes to use mercantesca script, that is their script, when they wanted book to be produced for them. Evidence for this are two copies of the same work, an abacus book, in two different levels of formality. On the left, a manuscript in the Canonici collection. You may find the text written by in a current informal script, possibly for private use, while on the right, a manuscript illuminated with a space for the coat of arms, and written in a calligraphic mercantesca. So probably the scribe might have been a professional scribe asked to write the script of merchants in order to adapt the appearance of the book to the mercantile culture. So I'm going now to present the results of this survey of merchants' books. This survey combines two different series of manuscript. The first is the Italian series of dated and datable manuscripts in order to have dates, places, and names of scribes. The second series is the Canonici collection of manuscripts. In both cases, 15th century manuscripts are better represented. 15th centuries, the century is the period in which merchants' books were produced to a greater extent. But there are also some differences. Dated and datable manuscripts represent mainly Florence and Tuscany, and this is just because the libraries in Florence and Tuscany have been cataloged so far. So it is just because for a very, very practical reason. While the Canonici manuscripts represent mainly Venice and the Veneto because of their provenance. Canonici was a Venetian Jesuit, so he collected books mainly in Venice and the Veneto, and so there might be a sort of balance between the two different series. Sort of balance, but now the numbers are different because the dated manuscripts which I was able to collect in the catalogs, Italian catalogs, are from Florence are 260, while those from the Veneto only 50. So our knowledge of Mercantesca so far is limited, is not limited, but Florence is better represented than the Veneto. I collected some results on these two terrible graphs. So the first, they both confirm in part what we already knew. That is that Mercantesca was employed, so merchants read mainly texts of Italian literature, Dante, Petrarch, Boccaccio, but also minor texts, and moral devotional texts on the right, in red, edification, devotion, moral works. I don't know if you can read. Italian literature is in blue in the left of the chart pie, and in red, edification, moral texts. And these are well represented in both cities. But it's interesting also to find some differences. First of all, it is interesting to find out that merchants also read classical texts, and especially in Florence, and less in Venice. And they also read philosophical texts, and this was mainly in Venice and less in Florence. The great majority of these texts is in the Italian vernacular, and this is not surprising because we know, and it has always been stressed and highlighted, that merchants' culture was, I translate an Italian expression, monolingual and monographic, that is, they only wrote could read Italian vernacular, and they could only write their own script. However, this first survey reveals some interesting exceptions and invites us to rethink the idea of merchants' culture as a monolithic culture. First of all, texts. There are some texts in Latin. Mercantesca is employed in a mixture of elements of Mercantesca and humanistic script, also to write some texts in Latin. In this example, in the Canonici manuscript, I will offer an example also mainly from the Canonici collection, so my go and see the manuscripts in the reading room if you want to. This is a manuscript of Cicero's letters and other letters by, for example, Poggio Bracciolini, so a humanistic miscellany, I would say. And the scribe clearly employs a script which is both humanistic and Mercantesca. So he was educated in merchant script. So he was educated as a merchant. Of course, the majority of the books are written in a simple, not well-educated, and rough Mercantesca, like in this example of the vernacular translation of the Vitae Patrum, Vita de Santi Padri, translation by Domenico Cavalca, a very, very popular text in the 15th century. And as you can see, the script is very basic and informal. It is interesting, though, to observe in the colophon the Amen written with majuscule alla greca, so because we are in the Veneto and the alphabet was clearly influenced by the Greek alphabet, the Latin alphabet was influenced by the Greek alphabet. Other examples, like this example always from the Veneto, show very proficient and clear cursive script like the one employed in documents. So a transposition, a transferal from the document of the book, which is very straightforward with no adaptation. So a merchant who writes, who uses the same script in the document and in the book. And this is a manuscript with the Triumphs and the Canzoniere songbook of Petrarch. So these two examples is what we usually expect to find in a merchant book. But in other examples, we may find a sort of hybridation of different types and styles of scripts. Merchants and humanistic script. Here, for example, this is a manuscript produced in Florence in the early 15th century. The text is Guido da Pisa, Fiore d'Italia, so historiography. And you may find the first extract in the Boves extract, a clear example of merchant script, while below, where some passages of the commented text are quoted, employment of a script which is more similar to a humanistic script, and humanistic scripts which appears clearly in other leaves of the same manuscript, and it is clear with the introduction of the typical humanistic G. Again, another manuscript where there is no hybridation with between different types of script. This is a typical mercantesca script, informal, current, and not well educated, but as you can read, siccome dice il filosofo nel principio della prima filosofia, here we have Dante's Banquet, Convivio, one of the most difficult texts of 14th century literature, which was not popular like the Commedia, and which was written in Mercantesca by many scribes in Mercantesca. So this is just to say that mercantile culture was not monolingual and monographic as we expect to see, or it was keen on hybridation with other cultural suggestions, I would say. This is also because we may ask, who were merchants? They were, of course, a wide social category which does not comprise only artisans and simple money changers, but also businessmen and humanists. We cannot forget that Leon Battista Alberti came from a merchant family. We don't know where merchants received the education. We have always been told that in abacus schools they were told how to practice with accounting, but we don't know what kind of script were taught in that school, in those schools, and we don't know what they studied after going to the Abacus school. Script is not the only piece of evidence for identifying merchants' books. Of course, we may find additions in books written in a different script. This is an example of the Legenda di San Josafà in the Canonici collection, written in a Gothic textualis, where a scribe, written in 1453, where a scribe, a few years later, added a miracolo che fece San Josafat in mercantesca script, according to something which happened in 1410. And of course, also marks of ownership help us in identifying merchant books. Here you have an example of another Petrarch manuscript in bookhand, Gothic bookhand, first owned by some Florentines of the 15th century, Francesco Venturi, Giovan Francesco Venturi, some politicians, the coat of arms of the Pazzi, another merchant's family in Florence, and then in the 16th century, owned by two merchants. Questo libro è detto Canzoniere di Petrarca, nobilissimo poeta, Alamanno di Simone e Simone di Latino. The data I collected in the from the two surveys, from the two series of survey, revealed something frustrating. We usually tend to think that merchants trade and cultural exchanges might have helped the exchange also of books, manuscript books. But this apparently is not the case from what we can see from these two surveys. Books tend to stay in the family in which they are produced. Merchants' book collecting seems to be a rather later phenomenon of the 16th century than of the 14th and 15th century. But we also know that contacts and exchanges were frequent, not just from a commercial and financial point of view. And so the third piece of evidence for reconstructed merchants' culture through books is not material evidence, but textual evidence combined with material evidence, that is, the study of textual exchanges. This is an example of a fantastic notebook. Actually, the name is a Sprachbuch. It is a German name because it is a sort of dictionary and book to learn German, written, witnessed by four manuscripts and several printed editions in Cunabula. The notes were taken from the teaching of Georg of Nuremberg, a German teacher in Venice in the early 15th century, who taught merchants how to not only speak German, but also speak German according to a mercantile needs. The first version of the this Sprachbuch is Venetian. So the text was translated into German from a Venetian text. While this manuscript that you have here on this slide is a Florentine, the Florentine version, which was written probably in the mid 15th century, so a few decades later than the other. None of them is in Mercantesca, so we could not recognize that this was used by a merchant from the script, but we can recognize it from the contents. They were used by merchants. And a copy of these books, now of this book now in Florence, was owned by a company of a Rucellai family in Florence, so owned by Florentine merchants. It is very nice to see the type of dialogues and conversations that merchants could use and had to practice. For example, above you may read, tu hai salutato costui e lui non t'ha risposto, in order to understand how to conjugate antworten, and then the German translation, egli è uno segno che ti vuole male. So this is the typical merchant thoughts.
Pragmatic.
And then below you can find another example on the presentation of goods. Voi dovete bene vedere la roba mia e quando voi l'arete bene veduta, de poi io sono bene contento che voi andiate a cercare altrui. So first come and see my stuff and then you can go elsewhere if you want to. So this is, as I suggested at the beginning, just a very first survey of how much can be done on merchants' culture and on the possible paths of investigation that we can have through the material and textual evidence of books. And thank you very much.